Stephen Kinnoll is the recruiting guru of the Brisbane Lions, and he joins us on the line now. Thanks for your time, Stephen. Just try again there, Stephen. We got you there?
Yep.
Perfect. Thanks for joining us here on NAB Trade Radio. First question, I know Cal's ready to go with a stack of questions about some of the products that you've got available to you, but we were talking before the break about the Queensland Academy and some of the players that are potentially likely to come out of there, and I think they all did themselves no harm at all. They all had some really good tests throughout the combine.
Definitely. I think, you know, there's a mix there, isn't there? Some of the boys like Eric and Mabior tested really well in that sort of speed type testing. And then you've got Ben, who just excels with endurance stuff. So there's a bit of a mix there. And Ruben and Corey that were hampered somewhat through some longer-term injuries, so they probably didn't test as well. But yeah, there's definitely a nice mix there. It'll be interesting to see where they all fall draft night.
Steve, Cal Toomey, thanks for coming on the show. What do you think of the bidding system yesterday? It was explained to clubs in the morning, and it was the club's first chance to have a look at it in the flesh, and I guess the new software that's been developed. How did you see it first up?
Yeah, it all seems pretty clear. I think the AFL have given us some information throughout the season that sort of alluded to the fact that it would be as it is. There'll be some debate over it and whether or not the system sort of continues to evolve throughout the next few years. You probably think it will, but at this stage, it's a nice starting point, and we'll see how it all unfolds on draft night.
Ben Keys and Eric Hipwood are the guys that will probably attract the early selections. How do you guys manage that internally? Given you have to know how many picks you want to have to match the bids, and you have to sort of guess and predict where the bids will come without any guarantees.
Yeah, spot on, Cal. At the moment, it's just a matter of probably putting our list of how we see the draft, trying to get some points around where we think they'll fall, and then sort of just trying to average them up against all the other players around that area. And if, you know, we certainly would love both the boys at the Brisbane Lions, but obviously there's a line where each of the academy clubs will have to sort of draw and just see where they sort of fall. So I think with all the academy kids, that there's, you know, you always want them involved, and you'd love to see that pathway, but you know, there will be times where clubs will call and you're just not prepared to match. So it hasn't happened previously, but you think now it's live on draft, it'll start to unfold a bit more.
Do you think, Steve, that the academy, one player that really grabbed me over the course of 2015 was Harris Andrews. Are we starting to see a real pathway of opportunity for these players to not only be involved in the academy, but then to transition into AFL footy, even more so than what we have previously?
Oh, there's no doubt. Like, Harris is a fantastic story for us. He involved in sort of junior football, continued to grow and develop his game, and then his last half of the year with the Brisbane Lions Academy in Queensland was really outstanding through his back end of his under-18th season. And, yeah, we got pretty good value for him in the draft, and he just got to strength to strength. He's one of those boys that has a super work ethic. He's very coachable. He was a pleasure to have in our academy and, you know, progress through to the AFL level. And, you know, his first season playing down back has been outstanding. So just hopefully he continue to develop. And I think Liam Dawson as well. Continued to show he played some very consistent footy in that back end. And the year before, Jonathan Freeman, like, he's had some injuries that have probably restricted his output through both seasons through the first part of the year. But we'll hopefully see the best of Jono next year as well.
Harris Andrews is pick 61. He'll probably go down as one of the better pick 61s in draft history, I think. You got an earlier pick than this one, than that one though, this year, Steve. Pick 2. At what point in the year did you start to target your list for that selection and really narrow your list about who you wanted to watch and who you thought might be around that spot?
Yeah, I've certainly been in the picture for some key position players. So really from the start of the year, and even towards the back end of last year, we certainly had an eye on it. And we attended the AFL Academy in January and started to do a bit of, obviously, try to get to know the boys and start to do a bit more background information. And we've been targeting some boys that we think would have been high selections. Well, we didn't know where we were going to finish, obviously, but you just got to have it covered. And certainly it gives us an opportunity to, you know, really select one of those key position type players at that end of the draft that we've been watching throughout the season.
Josh Shackey is the leading candidate, I think, for that number 2 spot. We all think Jacob Wiedering will most likely go number 1. How much help does it matter? How much does it mean for you guys as a club that he's open to moving to Brisbane? He's keen to move to Brisbane. Obviously, his dad has a legacy there. He played for a couple of years in the 90s before passing away tragically. Tell us about Josh and what it means for the Lions from a recruiting perspective that he's keen to come.
Oh, it's a super positive for us. There's no doubt about that. Like, from the first time we met Josh at the start of the year and when we've caught up with him at games and caught him at home, and we had another chat to him at Combine last week, that, you know, he's been very enthusiastic about the thought of moving. And just as importantly, his family has been as well. So it'll be a good mix for our club. There's other boys in that mix who probably have shown an interest to come as well. It's not as if the other boys in that sort of end of the draft were shying away from coming either, but it'd be a terrific story in a lot of ways, wouldn't it, if Josh ends up at the footy club.
Was talking before the break, before we got you on, Steve, about Eric Hipwood. Was watching some more vision last night of the combine period, and he's a beautiful athlete to watch at 200 centimetres, playing as a defender, tested really, really well, particularly in the jumping test, but also his kicking. His foot skills were really, really tested positively throughout the combine. He'd be a player of interest to you for sure, I would imagine, for his versatility as much as anything else.
Oh, correct. I think most people... He really burst on the scene, didn't he, in the under-16 carnival, playing as an overager, and his ability to kick goals at that level, and we've seen him play local footy at Caloundra. He's kicked multiple goals as well. So, you know, and then he's been able to go to Nationals and play behind the ball. So the flexibility is, you know, an area that Eric is going to be able to develop even further at the next level. And you sort of, can he run through the ruck as well at times? So I'm sure he'll be a player that all the clubs are honing into. We had plenty of interviews last week at Combine, so... You know, I'm sure there's a lot of clubs watching his vision and working out, is he a forward, is he a back? You know, where does he sort of sit going forward?
There's plenty of tools at the top of the draft. What do you see as the strength this year's draft, and where do you think it falls off in terms of depth?
Yeah, I'm a bit more bullish than some of the others, Cal. I think there's a bit of a depth there. I think a lot of people have been sort of saying most of the year it falls away pretty quickly, but there's certainly going to be some boys at the back end of this draft. But, you know, the tools are exceptional in this year's group, and it's probably the point of difference. You know, as you mentioned, Eric and Sam Wiedemann, Aaron Francis, obviously Josh and Jacob right up the top, Charlie Curnow, there's the two Mackay boys. You know, we're probably spoiled a bit in this year's group for the amount of options we've got for those type of players.
Now, you did a trade yesterday. It's already done. Jack Redden leaves the club in exchange for West Coast pick 17. Overall, you don't want to lose a guy who's played more than 100 games for a club and is one of the best midfielders there. But do you think you made the most of that situation? And to pick up a top 20 pick must be a pleasing outcome.
Exactly. I think West Coast are really keen to get the deal done. And you know, Jack's been a terrific servant of the club. So both clubs sat down. It was more or less done straight away, which was a good result for both clubs and a good opportunity now for Jack to sort of set himself up and hopefully continue his career over with the West Coast boys.
Steve, we spent the last couple of days of last week here on the trade feed for McDonald's at the Combine at Etihad Stadium and caught up with a lot of the young men and had a chat to them, which was fantastic. They all spoke about the intimidation factor of sitting in one of the corporate suites at the Medallion Club wing at Etihad Stadium and being grilled by the clubs. They said that some clubs were sending down one or two representative, other clubs were bringing in the head coach. I know that Justin Lepich likes to be involved in these sorts of things, but when you sit down, without giving away all the trade secrets, but when you sit down and talk to a player one on three or one on five or however many, what is it that you're looking as a club to get out of these interviews? What are the qualities of that person that you're looking to learn something about by the end of the interview?
Well, we're a club that does a lot of home visits as well. So the majority of boys, if not all the boys that we spoke to at Combine, we'd already visit them either at their junior club or at their home or for our Queensland boys at our club. So we've done a fair bit of information, but it's just a chance to follow up, especially in regard to ask them some questions to just confirm some of their thoughts on our club, certainly to follow up on some character references that we received from state coaches, talent managers, school contacts that we may have. So it's just that final piece in the pie, really. You do a lot of work throughout the whole of the year, and it really is just that concluding part of the season that we need to tick off on. But as you said, it can be quite intimidating for some of the boys, and I think a lot of the kids do get better at it though. Like, they've, by the time they get to this end of the year, they've sort of been in multiple interviews in different sort of situations, whether it's their club or their home or obviously the final at Combine. So it's amazing how well the boys present themselves, and and you know, just the quality of the kids to get to this level, they seem to get better and better every year.
As part of that research, is there a bit that goes into any concerns that you as a club may have because you're a non-traditional football state, obviously in Queensland, of the go-home factor or that concern that a player may want to get out at the end of a first or second contract?
Definitely, yes. There's no doubt about that. But we bring that up with the boys when they're one-on-one and certainly when we're with their families as well. So, yeah, that's a constant thing with us, just trying to make sure that, you know, the boys that we bring in, they're confident we're going to bring in and they'll stay. And you know, the last few years, we've certainly had a group that's been on you know, travelling that direction. Obviously, James has shown an interest to depart the club, but all the other boys in the last few years seem pretty settled. So we'll continue to hopefully develop that and develop boys who want to be long-term players at the Lions.
You obviously got a load of picks early in the draft. Now, there might be another one coming soon if you don't match the Matthew Leuenberger bid. What sort of compensation are you expecting? Or do you have any idea about where it might land after the Bombers put their offer through? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not at this stage. I think we're just waiting to hear back from the AFL now. So I'd assume by later this afternoon, the AFL will let us know where Louis sticks it.
Steve, thanks for joining us.
I was just going to say, yeah, hopefully that sort of, you know, around our second pick would be sort of the expectation that we're hoping for.
And that gives you a bit to work with for the draft, obviously, as well. Thanks for joining us. Really appreciate your honesty about the go-home factor, but also about the Queensland Academy and the players that may be available to you. Some very, very exciting prospects. We wish you the best of luck at the draft, and thanks for chatting to us today on the Trade Feed for McDonald's.
Ah, pleasure. It's going to be an interesting night, I'm sure.
It certainly will be. Thanks, Stephen Cannell joining us from the Brisbane Lions. Cal,